For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Friday afternoon service of November the 29th, 1996, of the Thanksgiving camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffees will be speaking this afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
But God has given us authority, and we need to believe the Word and be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Amen? Okay, let's go on. Praise the Lord. Ephesians. I think I quoted this up there, but I want you to look at it. Ephesians 5 says, give no place to the devil. Excuse me, 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. We need to stand upon the Word. We need, listen, the Scripture says, be angry and sin not. If you open your mouth and say things you shouldn't do, repent quickly and don't give a hold to the enemy. You say, well, all you want us to do is to look at the negative side. No, I want you to get so used to quoting the Word and defeating the devil that it just comes automatically, and when something happens, you instantly take care of it.
Amen.
We need to keep short accounts with the Lord. If you sin, which we don't need to, we need to walk in love. I heard somebody talking about praying, saying something about, Lord, give me love. The Lord, I was praying that to the Lord one day, and he said, you got love. I said, I know, Lord, but I need more love. I was just so tired of this little girl. Really, I was tired of her. I mean, you know, after a while, you do get kind of weary. And the Lord said, you got love. You got love if you got God.
Amen.
God is love.
Amen.
He said, what you need to do is release it. Use it. Let him come forth in your life. We just say, Lord, do a work in me. Get everything out that blocks us. The thing that blocks us from being what we want to be. The thing that keeps us from hearing from God. The thing that blocks us, that gets so, comes against our hearing, that won't let us hear. God's trying to do a work in us. He's preparing us for the battle. We're not going to be taken out, gang. We're going to be here in battle. And you better know how to do it. You better start practicing. Because we're going to have to stand. And he's given us the weapons of our warfare. He says they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And the first stronghold that you need to pull down is the one that's built in your mind. 1 Peter chapter 5 says that the devil goes around, or 8 and 9 says the devil goes around seeking whom he may devour. And if you don't stand in the gap for your family, he'll devour your family. Okay, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. It says, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? God's telling us to judge ourselves, to begin to look at our ways and our actions and see if they're lining up with the Word of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? Now the verse I'm coming to is verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. We need to commit the keeping of our souls once we get it all back. Lord, now I'm believing for You to take care of my soul. I'm committing it to You. We need to believe for God to protect us. Protect the soul. If you're praying for someone that doesn't have the soul, you need to ask the Father to send. Now, some of you are not going to agree with this, but that's okay. It worked. We found it worked for us. Send an angel to stand guard over the soul that nothing else can be removed. Okay? Years ago, we were going to, back when we were younger, we used to go out and minister at night. And we were, Jim, my husband still works full-time job, and we have our church too. But we, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we were on the way home, and he couldn't keep his eyes open. He kept trying to go to sleep, and I was trying to keep him awake, and he was driving. And he discerned this, or the Lord gave it to him, and he asked the Father, said, "Lord, send me an angel in my mind to keep me awake till I get home." And he popped awake just like that. He had no more trouble staying awake. And he went, when we got home, as we started to bed, he said, "Now, Father, I just ask you to release him in Jesus' name." And he went to sleep and woke up the next morning, and he was okay. Now, I do this with people. I ask the Father to do this with people that are tormented in their minds, hearing voices. And the torment is so great. And let me tell you, nothing I'm telling you works for you if you're just going to try it. I'm going to try it and see. You got to believe God will do it when you ask him. He said in John 14:14, "If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it." Most people ask that, saying, "God, make me rich." That's not what he's talking about. Anything that pertains to bettering, helping us walk in his word to be what he wants us to be, he will do when you ask him according to his word. And so I asked the Father, and I learned this myself at a time when some things were happening with my kids that were so hard that I just could not think straight because there was so much, you know, they were into so much and so many things. I said, "God, I've got to have some way to protect my mind from what's going on." And the Lord brought this to my remembrance and said, and so I said, "Father, would you put an angel in my mind to stand guard until I am able to deal with this?" And it worked. And instantly I had peace. He said, "Well," he says, "roll the care over on him, and he cares because he cares for you." Well, I was doing that continuously, and it was continuously bothering me. And I said, "Lord, here it is. You take it." But it would just come right back. The devil was just warring in my mind. Just all kind of thoughts were hitting my mind about, you know, you know how the devil tells you if your kid's a little bit late coming in, they're going to be dead, they're in an accident or something like that. But this was just really torment that he was tormenting me with. But I learned that I had authority, and God did it. And when it works for me, it'll work for anyone that believes. If you're God's child and you believe the word, God's given us ministering spirits. Let me tell you something. We're in a warfare right now with some of the things that the Lord's been showing me in the word. We are in a real warfare in my household, in my house, with spirits. And if it wasn't for the angels of the Lord, I praise God, because I even have the demons tell me that if it wasn't them blank angels, we'd already done you in. So I praise God for his angels that protect me. And they promised me y'all pray for me, because they promised me a good attack from being over here this time. They said, this is what you said, you believe the demons, let me tell you, when it concerns me, I do. Because God was making this thing tell me, he said, the only reason I'm talking to you, your God's making me warn you, and it's up to you what you do with it. They told me that when I came over here, if I preached, that I was going to be attacked like I'd never been attacked before. And I said, "Elijah, just asked the Father to send his angels right now to destroy every part of the attack that y'all planned for me in the name of Jesus. And I'll be careful, Father, not to open any doors in Jesus' name." You see, we need to listen. We need to be discerning the spirit. We need to know. And so the enemy has worked on the soul. He's removed so much of it that's keeping us from believing. He'll put you to sleep in a meeting. He'll not let you. He'll take things that I'm saying and twist them, and you won't hear them the way that I'm saying them. You ever had that happen to you? So God is trying to show us and tell us that he wants us to be like he created us, so we can move on and be just God, not even me, but God. Amen? How do we purify the soul? 1 Peter, get it back. When you get it back, you got to purify it. Chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Then you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfringed love of the brethren, that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." Purify. The soul has to be purified. Renew the mind by the washing of the water of the word. Ephesians 5:26, and Brother read that this morning, that we purify our soul by washing of the water of the Word. How do you purify your soul with the truth? The Word is the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said his Word is truth. It's the only truth we have is the Word.
Amen.
And we judge everything. You judge everything I said by the Word. I have this happen to me all the time because I'm in deliverance all the time. No, I don't mean continuously. I get out of it as much as I can. But I deal with these spirits, and I have people say to me, well, why are you always doing this and doing that? And how can you stand the things they say to you? And I said, you know, when you're dealing with the devil, you just let it roll off of you. I've been called every name in the book. And something that's not even in the book. And God has always protected me in that area. And so you have to stay in the Word. You have to let the Word, water of the Word continually build you up, build your faith, keep your faith built up. I asked the brother, I love his tapes. Go buy all of his tapes. They're good. I tell you, I got every one of them. I bought the first ones last year before last year. You see, last year I got the new ones. And they minister to me. I have to stay into listen to tapes that are not on deliverance. I listen to it, and I let it the Word minister to me. Because I'm in deliverance. I do deliverance, and I study to teach deliverance. And I have people say, where are you getting all this? But since the Lord has been had me in deliverance for so long in this area, he's like, well, everybody else has been in deliverance a long time too. But see, he isolated me. I'm really isolated. And so as I stay in the Word and dig into it and I learn these things, and God will give me something, and people say, where is that in the Word? I say, don't worry. It's there. And I always, most of the time will not share until I get the answer in the Word. I get it. I'll learn something about deliverance from a demon. And then I say, okay, Father, give it to me in the Word. And then he gives it to me. I'm not going to tell you something that I don't have the Word to back up. I'm not coming out here without my guns being loaded.
Amen.
Because the Word is the truth.
Amen.
And there's two other kings that I'm working on. And when I get to all the scriptures, I've got the scriptures on one, I'll share them with you. But there are three kings in us. And one of them's over the soul. And one's over the flesh. And the other one's over the human spirit. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And we overcome. I quoted the scripture, and you need to, and you probably know it by heart, but you need to stand upon it. They overcame them by the word, blood of the Lamb, and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives dear unto death. And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is what we're standing on. He's taken care of every bit of this. He has taken it nailed it to his cross. He defeated the devil at the cross. Yes. And he's seated now at the Father's right hand. And he's given that authority to you and I. And we're going to do some deliverance on the soul now. And if you want to call your soul back, we want to go after the hunter souls. We want to go after witchcraft. Witchcraft works with a witch spirit. It's witchcraft. It works with a hunter souls. We're going after witchcraft. And all the things that, whatever the Lord brings forth. My husband's going to call the spirits out. I hope he made a list. But we're going to do deliverance. Now, if you're ready for deliverance, if you want deliverance, first of all, I'll ask you to, if you've got any unforgiveness in your heart, ask the Father to forgive you. If you have unforgiveness against anyone living or dead, repent. Forgive them. And then ask the Father to forgive you. You cannot receive deliverance. If you are involved in the occult and have not closed the door on the occult, you need to close the door on the occult. You need to forgive anyone that's hurt you, whether they're living or dead. You need to be sure that you've forgiven everyone. And if you've...
You must be a child of the King.
Yes, amen. Amen. So I'm going to let him finish, take over now in the name of Jesus, and he'll do deliverance. Okay, I'll find it for you.
I'll preach just a minute. I'll touch on the fact that we have become so accustomed to the things of the flesh that we've overlooked that God has already given us the tools that we need to walk by the Spirit. They're there. We don't realize that angels are around about us and continually watch over us, but they are there protecting you when you don't even realize that when we're walking with the Lord. And we tie their hands so many times by not being obedient to God, and we get off in situations that they can do nothing about. God can do anything, we say, yes, but he won't go against his word. And if we destroy God's word in us, how can God help us? And we destroy it by being obedient to the devil, not to God. I didn't want to get off on too much of that. I want to tell you, start trusting in God's to send his angels, not trusting in angels per se as my redeemer and my one that's going to save me or anything like that. But as protectors over you, that God uses them constantly for your well-being. And they are real. We don't really think about that, but they are real. God's word is real. All of this, pardon, all of this about the soul, we don't like to think about these things. They're not things that we can hold in our hands and grasp and inspect and look at, because we are scientific people who want to prove everything. And God says, you'll accept me by faith. And we'll believe. We'll simply believe because God said it. And when we learn to be obedient to that part that we believe because God said it and for no other reason, just simply because he is God and he said it and that's enough, then we'll see this word really begin to work.
Let me have this. I want to give you some scriptures on something that's real fast. In Deuteronomy 27:21, it talks about the soul can, through bestiality, can go into an animal. You can have a soul tie with an animal. A lot of people have soul ties with pets.
Yes.
And you need to break soul ties with them and repent of it. And some people have soul ties with dead people, fathers, mothers, husbands, or wives. And you need to break soul tie with them. You say, well, they were my husband, or they were mother and father. That's true, but you need to break soul tie with them. And some people are still grieving over them. There's a time for sorrow, but there's a time when God says, move on. So in, I don't think I had scripture for that one. Yeah, Psalms 49, verse 15. Soul ties with another man or woman, which was a Proverbs 6, 32, 33. Soul ties with ex-husbands or wives, Genesis 2, 24. Soul tie with children. Jacob had a soul tie with Joseph. Genesis 44:20-30. Ephesians 5:28-31. Soul tie with friends. 1 Samuel 18:1. Listen, I'm giving you these to tell you need to break your soul tie and call your soul back. From the sexual sins, remove parts of the soul. Genesis 34:1-3. Soul ties with an angry man, an evil companion. Proverbs 22:23-25. And Revelation 18:12-15 talks about men that make merchandise out of men's souls. And the soul can be merchandise. So I didn't go into all of these because I felt like we needed to get into the soul tie, break the soul tie and call the hunter souls out. And he's going to do deliverance. Praise the Lord. So anyway, he's going to do it. All right.
Some list to get in there. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're the deliverer. It's not up to me, Lord. It's up to you. Do it, Joe. You do the work, Father. You minister to your people this day, and we call them, we name them, we call them here, Father, but you drive them out from the heavens. So we praise you and we thank you for setting your people free this day. Father, I bind Satan's power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I seal this building and I ask that the angels, you send angels to cleanse it and take out everything at this point that would hinder deliverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and seal it behind them that nothing shall enter in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, set your people free. I call out unbelief. Unbelief. I know there's some that this is hard to understand, and unbelief. Unbelief. I won't believe that. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call out that spirit of unbelief. Unbelief. And the doubt that goes with it, those that just are in doubt, I call out doubt in Jesus' name. I break the hold that doubt has upon us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I call out doubt. Doubt and unbelief. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes those spirits of doubt and unbelief. In the name of Jesus, I command you, loose God's people. Work with me now. If you feel that stirring inside of you, don't stifle it. Let it go. That's the enemy coming up. He's coming up in you. You'll yawn, you'll sneeze, you'll cough, whatever. However God wants to set you free. But don't stop it. In the name of Jesus, don't cross your legs or your hands or grip your hands together. In the name of Jesus, don't do that. That is binding those spirits to you. They won't. It gives them strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name, I break soul ties with between every person here and their mother. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break a soul tie between every person here and their father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, evil soul ties. In the name of Jesus, I break evil soul ties with dead relatives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release you from the bondage of a soul tie with a dead relative, and I ask that the Lord restore your soul to bring back your soul from wherever it's been taken, and cast that soul and take that soul out of you that you're holding. In Jesus' name, I break evil soul ties with children, with your children. We've made gods out of our children, and I break an evil soul tie between you and your children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I release you from the bondage of those evil soul ties in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I ask the Lord to restore your soul. Restore your soul this night, this afternoon, in Jesus' name. To bring back that portion of your soul that the enemy has stolen from you and has carried a portion out, taken from you and hidden and replaced it with a demon. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, for Father, right now for restoring, for doing a work in restoring. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose them. Loose them and let them go. Demons, go. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't stay. In Jesus' name. I break soul ties with just members of the family, with friends in the name of the Lord Jesus, with close relatives in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that tie and separate it and sever it. In Jesus' name. It's a spiritual tie. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break soul ties between every person you've had sex with outside of matrimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I destroy the power of that evil soul tie. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I command it to go. And I ask the Lord to restore your soul. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to call just a bunch of spirits. I'm going to call witchcraft out. I want the witchcraft that has been loosed upon you or the witchcraft that is in you out. In the name of Jesus, all the witchcraft in the name of the Lord Jesus. You say, I don't know any witches. Witchcraft is simply control. It's controlling a person against their will. You doing or you being controlled by someone else. And I call that control off, that witchcraft, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. Witchcraft. Come on, work with me, people. Take a deep breath. You've got spirits. I know they're there, and I know they're ready to go. Take a deep breath and exhale. Do another one. And a third one. Now come out, witchcraft, work with me. Come on out. Tell them they've got to go. Just mentally tell them they can't stay. You want no part of anything that is not of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't have this body. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that witchcraft in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. I call for rebellion. Rebellion. Let them release those people in Jesus' name.
Is everybody delivered?
Stir up every spirit. Stir up the spirits. You do it by breathing them out. They come out in air. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I want the rebellion. I know there's rebellion in this house. Rebellion. I see you and I hear you. Come out. In Jesus' name, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Rebellion. Spirits of rebellion. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All that spirits of rebellion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, that's stubbornness. I want stubbornness out. Come on out of there. Loose them and let them go. Stubborn spirits. Stubborn spirits, in Jesus' name, come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, you have no place in God's family. Stubborn spirits, in Jesus' name. Unteachable spirits, loose them and come out. The Lord rebuked you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Now, you can hold on to these things if you want them. It's not up to me, you know. It's kind of between you and God whether you can retain this. If you want them, you do everything in your power to make these things go by simply putting mental pressure on them. You don't talk, but you tell them with inside, you can't stay. If you're in there, you cannot stay in me. You know, usually we have a lot of deliverance when we do this over here. Every time we come, when we do this, we have just all over the house, people get deliverance. And I know that there's needs here today. We've already said, we had a good deliverance session here this morning. And we had one last night, too. We had a good deliverance session last night. So come on out. Come on out. I want all that rebellion out. Rebellion. I've spoken to you before. I call you again. Rebellion. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rebellion. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Spirits of rebellion. Rebellion. Come out. Come out. Stubbornness. Stubbornness. And that witchcraft, all the witchcraft, all the witchcraft, in Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rebellion and bitterness, all the bitterness, in Jesus' name, the Lord rebukes you. Come on out of there. Rebellion, bitterness. I call for divination, spirits of divination. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of magic. Magic, soothsaying, unteachable spirits, come out. The Lord rebuke you. Unteachable spirits, stubborn spirits, idolatry, spirits of idolatry, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Anybody got any idols here? And I'd be willing to say that 90% of you've got idols. You've made them out of your children, out of your homes, out of your car. Out of anything that you've placed ahead of the Lord has become an idol. And you are an idolatrous people because we have made idols out of things that don't pertain to God. And if you want to be free from them, now is the time. Idolatry. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Idolatry. Idolatry. You can't stay. I break the hold. And destroy the power of that spirit of idolatry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you, for He's highly exalted. He's given a name above every name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. By beings in heaven, of beings in earth, and beings under the earth. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Every demon, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Covetousness, lust, that spirit of lust, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, spirit of lust, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Greed, greed, in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Rage, rage, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that spirit of rage, come out. Come out. The Lord rebuked you. The Lord Jesus Christ commands you. Loose them and let them go. Jealousy. Jealousy in Jesus' name. Insanity. Insanity and madness. Madness and lunacy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuked you. The Lord Jesus Christ commands you to let this people go. For the Word of God is alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. You're not hiding a thing from God. You're not hiding anything from God. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Spirit of retardation, senility, paranoia. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of rejection. Rejection. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He is our God. He is our protector. He is the one that watches over us, and he commands you to loose this people, spirit of rejection. You were not rejected by him. The Lord loves you, and the Lord watches over you. Spirit of rejection. Rejection. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Rejection. Bitterness and selfishness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Bitterness and selfishness. Self-will. Self-will. Come out. Come out. I break the hold of self-will and selfishness over every person here in the sound of my voice. Lovers of self, I command you. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Boasters. Boasters. Unholiness. Truth breakers. False accusers. Despisers of God. High-minded spirits. Traitors. Heady. Haters of God, spirits of hatred, spirits of murder, spirits of anger. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of resentment, spirits of resentment, unforgiveness, unforgiveness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, spirits of temper. Temper in the name of the Lord Jesus. Violence. Violence. You've got to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Temper and violence in the name of the Lord Jesus. Stir them up. You don't want them. You don't want them. I don't want them. They've got to go. Come out. Violence. Violence and temper. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. That retardation. Arrested development. Arrested development. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call arrested development. Come out. Come out. Those that have grown in years but have not grown in mind and spirit, been hampered by the demon. I break the power of that arrested development over everyone here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release you from the bondage of that spirit of arrested development in Jesus' name. And I command you, loose them. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power and love and a sound mind. I call fear out. All types of fear. Fear. And don't tell me we don't have fear. Every person here has some type of fear. Every last one of you fears something. And I call fear out. All types. Small fears, great fears. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call fear out. You're a liar. You're of the devil. You're father of the devil. And you can't stay in this people. I break your whole fear. I command you to loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. For he is King of kings. He is the Lord Most High. He commands you, loose this people and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the fears. Fears. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Perversion. I call perversion out. I call sexual perversion out. All sexual perversion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord made sex for a married couple. And it is for the married couple only. And I call perversion of sex out. In Jesus' name. Even in the marriage bed, any perversion in the marriage bed, I call out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose them and let them go. You're a liar. You're of your father, the devil, too. And come out of them. Come out of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have no place in this papal. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call homosexuality out. In Jesus' name. Homosexual spirits. All the homosexual spirits. All the lesbian spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the hold. I break that mold that is over the person. In the name of the Lord Jesus, of homosexuality and lesbianism. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Homosexuality. Lesbianism. All perversion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you have no place here. All fornication. Fornication. Sex outside of marriage, before marriage. All fornication in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All adultery spirits. Adultery spirits. Come out. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. In the name of Jesus, spirits of witchcraft. Witchcraft. Spirits of idolatry. Spirits of idolatry. Familiar spirits. I break the power of the familiar spirits. in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit guides, I call spirit guides out. New age spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out. Spirit guides, you know what they are? They're demons. That's all they are. They're just demons. They've got to go. Come out. Spirit guide, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Those controlling spirits. Controllers in the name of the Lord Jesus, manipulating spirits, all those manipulating spirits cause you to manipulate people. Yes, they are there. They've got to go too. Intimidating spirits, dominating spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. The Lord rebuke you. I call Ahab and Jezebel spirits out. And they're not just in Ahab spirits in men and Jezebel spirits in women. Either one can have them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the hold of Ahab and Jezebel. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of the dominating spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Well, it's kind of quieted down. I tell you what, we'll just go eat. Heavenly Father, I thank you for deliverance. I just praise you, Father. It is we know deliverance works. We're not intimidated by demons. We know that your word is alive and powerful. And Father, I ask that you cleanse our building here completely from everything that came out from any person here. Father, I ask you to bind every spirit. I bind here on earth every spirit that's left in people, and I ask you to complete the work from heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I just thank you for deliverance. I bind backlash and retaliation from any demon or Satan or any fallen angel or any source at all that would come against this people because they've been in deliverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind every one of those spirits. Father, I ask that you fill every spot that was vacated with your Holy Spirit, that you minister to your people here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you and we thank you. Give you the glory. We do it all in the name of Jesus. Now, everybody stand with me. Everybody. Heavenly Father, we bless the food. We ask that, Father, you minister to all those that worked in this food and prepared it for this family of yours this night. We thank you, Father. We bless them, Father, with richest blessings that you have that we can bestow upon them for ministering to your people here while we enjoyed your word, Father. So we just praise you and give you thanks. And we set this food apart to nourish and strengthen our bodies. And we break any power of any demon that would try to use this food in any manner in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray over the food to sanctify it to our bodies. And we also take any impurity out that would be placed in it in any manner. And in Jesus' name, Father, we thank and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.